Oh my god, it's tease time. Can I tease your hair?
Dude, you should have seen the burnt omelet I gave this chick last night. It looked like the chef quit halfway through.
Wow. Monkey.
And that is all of Nicole you are going to hear for this episode.
Exactly. Again. God, this has been a long week. Shoot. Mm-hmm. Damn. We talked about that in the last show. I guess we can't get away with that, huh? Can we?
Yeah, right.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. Oh, let's turn the metronome off. Is that what it's called?
Yes. Metronome.
I call that Metrodome.
Meh.
That's where Tina Turner resides over until you fight to the death.
Right.
This is Metrodome. Mel Turner, you're on... Mel Turner. Mel Gibson, you're on that side.
Mel Turner.
That's Mel Gibson and Tina Turner combined.
Awesome. Loves it.
I know.
Right? Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 219. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And I'm Nicole, and I'm fucking sick all the time.
And I can't be here.
I can't drive a mile point two.
My titties are weighing me down.
I cough, and they hurt me.
She's going to hate us by the time this
happens. You know she doesn't listen to shows that she's not on.
That is true. She does not listen to any shows she's not on.
I know.
So she doesn't listen to any other shows either.
I know.
But you're doing pretty well. You're starting to listen to other shows.
I'm trying to.
You listen to Big Fatty.
I listen to Big Fatty. I listen to Archer.
Archer.
And I just started listening to Pot is My Co-Pot.
Aren't they funny?
They were really, really, really funny.
And who were you really surprised about?
Rodan.
Yeah, what were you so surprised about?
That he is a big slut. Because, you know, sitting across from the table at him at dinner at Disney, I did not get the whole big slut vibe.
Uh-huh.
Because
you normally pick that up, right?
Yeah, I know the big slut vibe.
Oh, okay.
I used to give off the big slut vibe many years ago. But, you know, I did not get that vibe from him. And then he talked about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All kinds of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we saw the video was it last night or this morning? When we watched the video of them.
Last night.
Because Julian was all concerned that we were going to be the last fucking podcast to talk about gay days. But I can tell you right now, we're only like the third one to talk about it. So we're okay. But Julian has been so adamant about recording. He's like, What did you tell me at the restaurant?
I have lost my passion
for
pretty much everything that happened there except the restaurant. Well, and that and stuff that happened in my room that I'm not going to talk about.
Ugh, gross.
That was memorable, too.
No one needs to hear all that, okay?
Oh, it was funny, though. I will say this. Chris posted up pictures.
Are you allowed to say it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chris posted up pictures of our hotel room on his mm-hmm. Facebook. And then he texted me, he's like, I had to take the one down in the bedroom because there was a bottle of lube sitting on the nightstand.
Oh, gross. Cacapucci. Mm. Oh, a date has been set. A date has been set. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Your legs are going to close again?
No horror. Mariah Carey's new album is coming out on August 25th. Yeah! I'm so excited. Can't wait.
It is.
Although, I just listened to the new song, Obsessed, and I'm really not impressed, but I'm pretty sure I just have to listen to it one more time, and I'll get it.
You just don't get it.
Like I did Lady Gaga. At first, no ma'am. And then, once I had about 5 drinks, yes ma'am.
Lady Gaga is a little odd at first glance.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It takes some...
What's wrong? Are you getting a text message?
Pardon?
Are you getting a text message?
Yeah.
Is that what that was?
That's what that was.
Oh, so could you complete your thought?
No, was I in the middle of the thought?
Yes, you were.
Well, I'm sorry. Certain things take precedent.
I'm sorry. Was I in the middle of a thought? So, and also breaking news, President Obama just said he's writing an executed order tomorrow that all federal employees, same-sex couples, will be getting benefits.
An executed order?
Is that what it's called?
Or an executive order.
Executive order. Same difference. But, yeah, all federal workers will be getting same-sex benefits. Like, they can have benefits.
Excellent. It would be nice if it would trickle down to, you know.
Well... So I think it's starting.
Low municipal employees like me.
Oh, low municipal.
Yeah, local government.
Well, we're not the smallest city in Lakeland. I mean,
yeah,
Florida.
I'm pretty sure we're both the smallest and the biggest city in Lakeland.
Whore. So, yeah, like the speech we watched today, that was cool. I mean, she was right.
And drunk.
She was a little drunk and had a little crazy on her face. But I love the fact that she called Condoleezza Rice
a white man.
Right.
Which is
a white rich man.
Kind of true.
Straight.
It's kind of true.
Poor Condoleezza. I think she got caught up in something she really wasn't looking, you know, for.
Probably not.
Was she a lesbian?
I don't know.
Because she wasn't married, was she?
They already did. They had a oil tanker named after her before she got into the administration, though.
Did they?
Mm-hmm. Because she was so involved in the oil companies.
Mm, rich bitch.
And it took an oil tanker to spell the name all the way out. Condoleezza Rice.
I like how the ending is Rice. So how did that go again?
Condoleezza Rice.
And that was excellent.
And that was written on the ass end of the ship. Because Condoleezza took the whole side.
That's funny. All right, so what else we got to talk about? Anything? I've been getting my words mixed up. The other day, we're in the living room, and Simba's sitting at the air conditioning unit. And you're talking about how proud you are of her. And I was like, oh, yeah, she just sits there beside the vent and has her Mariah Carey care. I was like,
yeah, because if anybody doesn't get this, watch any video with Mariah Carey, and she could be standing indoors, no wind, her fucking hair is blowing.
Loves it. I love it.
So my dog lays on top of the AC vent.
And she totally has Mariah Carey hair, too.
Yes. And her hair is always blowing in the wind.
Oh, I love Mariah so hard right now.
And speaking of pretty, she's sitting with her paws crossed right now.
I'm surprised she's not trying to kill somebody.
Yeah, she's.
You want to talk about that?
Well, yeah, her and the Greyhound Onico kind of got into a fight because she.
Kinda.
Well, they did get into a fight because she wanted his food and he didn't want her to have his food, so.
At
he,
all.
He bit her on the nose.
Oh, I don't think it's that easy. You know how she is.
Yeah.
You know, she's trying to be dominant. He was like, no, bitch, I'm fucking hungry.
Well, even after the fight, she was still going after him.
Mm-hmm. And her nose was all kinds of jacked up.
It still is. It's still kind of.
Is it scabbed over still?
Mm-hmm.
Poor thing.
Yeah. Because there was a deep spot, I'm pretty sure.
Did you say she's in her 80s now? That's why she's so fucking grouchy?
What's 13 times 7?
7, 14, 20, 81.
Yeah, she's 81.
Did I just do that in my head?
You did.
No, that's 91. Sorry.
I don't know math.
I got it right 5 seconds later. I don't know math. Speaking of math, the new iPhone comes out on Friday.
Speaking of things that have calculators in them.
Right. So, all right, get this shit. So, I got my iPhone on.
Are you a little parched?
Oh, my God. I think I need something to drink, maybe.
You a little dry, a little arid.
And then I look, I was like, oh, God, did I hit record?
Like the Sahara Desert.
Right.
Yeah, because if you didn't hit record, I'm totally going to bed. We're not doing this over again.
So, on May 18th, I got the new iPhone. I was like, oh, no, this is what happened was. Oh. That was weird. I thought it was my phone, but it wasn't. So, what happened was, I went into the AT&T store and I was like, listen, I've been reading this shit online that a new phone's coming out. What'd you snap for?
Because you went in the AT&T store with attitude.
Oh, and that's attitude?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do I do it above my head?
Either
is that
or.
More attitude or just like?
Above the head's more attitude.
Oh, okay.
And the.
Around? Oh, like this is even more attitude.
Mm-hmm.
I wish people could see us right now.
Yeah.
So I go in there and I'm like, look.
I'm glad they can't.
Yeah, I know. I go in there and I'm like, look, I've been reading this online and they're saying that a new phone's coming out and I don't want to get this phone if a new one's coming out. Oh, no, sir. There is not a new one coming out. We've had training on the new software. There's not a new one coming out. And I was like, okay, so you're telling me there is not a new phone coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's what I'm telling you. Okay, I'll get it.
you're a lying motherfucker.
2 weeks later, new phone.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no. This is not happening to Ricky Burton.
Hail to the no.
Oh, hail to the no. So the day that they said a new one was coming out is the day I went to AT&T.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, we don't have any, we don't have an agenda yet for people that just purchased their phones.
An agenda?
Yeah. They don't know what to do. I'm like, this is what we're going to do.
What you shouldn't have done is lie to me and told me there was not a new phone coming out when there was.
This is what you're going to do. I bought my phone on the 18th, and I still have 30 days, so I can return this phone and use my old iPhone until the new one comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Or when the new one comes out on Friday, I will be here to pick up my new one.
Mm-hmm.
No, we can't definitely answer that for you, but if you want to return your phone, you can. I'm like, okay.
Mm.
Well, the next day I go back and they're like, oh yeah, anybody that purchased a phone after May 9th gets a free upgrade.
Uh-huh.
That's what I thought. AT&T heard me.
Which store was it?
The one over there at the new mall.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one you go to?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Julian's thinking about getting him one, aren't you? You're close to it, aren't you?
I know. I'm eligible for an upgrade come a couple weeks from now. So.
Are you excited?
I'm excited.
Are you going to get an iPhone?
I'm going to get an iPhone.
Yes! Which one are you going to get? The 99 one or the 199 one?
Probably the 99 because I'm cheap.
That one doesn't send picture messages.
It doesn't.
Oh, no, it will. It will. Never mind. I lied.
So what does the 199 one do that the 99 won't?
Well, it has more space on it.
Which I'll never use.
It has video capability. Like, you can shoot videos.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the cool thing. So we can be, like, here recording, and I can shoot a short video and then stick it right up on YouTube right from the phone.
Oh, that's cool.
And you can edit it and everything on the phone.
Sweet.
The camera's better.
Mm-hmm.
And it focuses.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a compass thing on it, which I don't go hiking, so I don't know what that's about.
Okay, I'm a surveyor. I know what direction's what.
Right. Oh, excuse me.
I know my directions.
I could not tell you right now. The only reason I know it's north and south is because it's South Lakeland going that way.
Yeah, you're facing south.
Yeah, that's the only way I know.
And if you look that way, it's Alaska.
Yeah, it's Alaska, right over there.
Mm-hmm.
Over there, right next to Wasilla.
And the Russians.
Oh, this is funny. Last week, I was in here talking to Julian, and we were talking about the
dog park.
The dog park. With
they didn't hear it.
Yeah. So, and I didn't want to say it out loud because Finbar gets all excited when you say something like that, or if you say you're going out to the CAR or to take a WALK.
Or open the door for TRICK.
Right. Mm. Fuck you, bitch. I had no idea what you spelled until I said right. Fuck you, bitch.
You spell it on me.
You spell it on me. Oh, I love that.
It's funny because it's true.
So you're going to go back and listen to yourself and see how funny you are, right?
Yeah. I always listen to myself.
So I'm in here and I'm trying to spell out dog park. And I was like, D-O-G-P-A-R-K. And I was like, oh, I'm spelling Spanish words. Well, using the Spanish alphabet.
Mm-hmm.
And then... What was it?
We were at Olive Garden, and you were trying to say Sarah Palin, and you're like, Sarah Palin.
Just like right out. Just like, I didn't even think about it. Sarah Palin.
I'm like, ooh. And you channeled her voice, too.
I know, right? Oh, and people are like all upset because of David Letterman, and they're protesting with whole three people.
Sarah Palin and three people were upset.
Right.
That and Rush Limbaugh and the... Right-wing blowhard.
So angry.
On Fox News.
What an idiot.
It's news because we say it is.
Right. Well, we can't help it. Sarah Palin has two whore daughters.
Right. Maybe if she'd teach them about contraceptives instead of...
Abstinence, which does not work.
Thank you.
I mean, they tried that in middle school, and that totally did not work. Because I was totally fucking somebody in high school. Oh. Well, I guess I couldn't get pregnant, though, huh?
No.
But well, that's okay.
You could have got the Hep C's.
Really? Not in the early 90s. What are you talking about?
They had hepatitis back then.
I know.
The early 90s.
What were we talking about? Was it this morning we were talking about what we were wearing in the 90s?
Oh, yeah. When you were like,
I was wearing silk shirts and stonewashed jeans.
And stonewashed jeans. Anybody who wears stonewashed jeans should be stoned.
Now. They were cool back in the day.
Yeah, but that was...
Silk shirts. Really, Ricky? Silk shirt?
A long, long time
ago. Oh, my God. And I thought I was so cool. And let me tell you about this one silk shirt that I had. Let me tell you. So, you know how a bowler's shirt is? It has, like, two tones. Like, this area is solid and the sleeves.
I do indeed.
Okay. Well, imagine a shirt like that,
mm-hmm.
except for on the front, where it's all one color, there's actually four squares.
Mm-hmm.
So, just imagine this.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine it.
I'm getting a mental
picture. Right
now.
Go ahead. These two diagonal ones were purple.
Mm-hmm.
These two diagonals were gold. And the sleeves were olive green. And the back, all black.
I'm sorry, I think I just threw up in my mouth a little.
And I thought I was so cool.
Yeah.
A silk shirt.
And stonewashed jeans.
No. Me.
You know why I laugh.
Oh. Okay, Melinda, one thing about these headphones.
They're fucking
right now,
big.
They're big, and I keep hitting my head on the microphone.
You know why I laugh.
Why?
Because I was wearing the same shit back then, too. I'm old.
You know, I could probably dig up that shirt somewhere. I'm sure it is somewhere.
You think it's around here?
Probably not here. Probably at home or somewhere.
Oh, okay.
It's probably around.
Wow.
And I think I'll wear that with black jeans, like black stonewashed jeans or something. It's, like, really weird.
Well, honestly, you could have worn them with...
jogging pants, and I probably did. Because that was also back when it was cool to wear jogging pants with the tight bottoms.
See, I never wore jogging pants.
Oh, well, I was poor, so I did.
Okay.
So, also about the iPhone, there's a new update coming out tomorrow. I'm super excited. I hope it comes out at 12 tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It's the 3.0. We can finally copy and paste on the iPhone. Ah!
The 3.0.
The 3.0.
You can now do what you've been able to
Blackberries have done forever.
Right? Like, why didn't they come up with this shit to start with?
That is something I don't understand. Copy and paste and sending pictures.
Yeah.
And I still don't get the fact that...
For like 10 years now, the most basic of phone have been able to send pictures.
Right.
So why can't they do it?
And, like, the iPhone is supposed to be, like, the coolest thing, which it is. I mean, I tell people all the time. I was in Best Buy the other day, and the lady was asking me how I like my phone. I said, if I lost my phone,
I would
fucking
die.
Kill myself. I would go right there in that clawfoot bathtub. I would not hang myself because that shit would not hold me. I would take a rusty razor, and I would make sure I open the curtains up so everybody can see.
Honey, no, not in my bathroom.
Yeah, all up in that bathroom. And I would cut my wrist this way. Not up and down, because that actually will kill you.
Right.
I need attention.
Oh. So. You don't want to die. You just want
to... No, I just need attention. Okay. And then, like, when the blood's coming out, I just want it to go all over the walls.
You're cleaning that shit up.
Uh-oh.
Flames!
Flames from the side of my face!
Burning! Breathing, heaving. I don't know if you heard me in Olive Garden when you're like, I'm going to kill myself. I was like, don't do it on my front yard. I don't want blood on my grass. Bitch, I spent so much time on my on my lawn.
I come home from work and
he'll see
fucking
like,
Julian's like picking out weeds out of the grass.
He'll see a couple weeds on the sidewalk. He's like, has Joan been here?
I swear I'm waiting for you to get an axe to chop that tree down.
Please.
I'm waiting for you to go, Ricky, bring me the axe. All right, so we're at 19 minutes. You want to do some phone calls?
Sure.
Okay, here we go.
We love our listeners. We to. We love our listeners. We know you love us too. Call our hotline. We want to hear from you. Call our hotline. We want to hear from you.
Can't we like speed that up like three times so it goes a little faster?
I don't know. Maybe he can do that, but where's my s'mores?
You know, I was totally thinking campfire.
Where's my s'mores, and where's my Boy Scout that's going to molest me?
You mean the Boy Scout leader?
Yes, that's what I meant. Oh, my God. I might have to cut that out.
Where's my Boy Scout that's going to molest me?
That was wrong.
Sheriff Grady Judd.
Oh, my God. I hate him.
He's got porn on his computer.
Okay, so we have... I want to talk about this for a second. Because I don't know if this is really considered porn or not, but... Okay, so they had this big bust in Lakeland.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. My computer's doing something weird. Okay. So they had this big bust in Lakeland of like 80 people or something.
Right.
That were busted for child pornography.
Right.
Now, yes, some of them probably deserve it because they probably had nasty child pornography on their computers. But then there were some kids that were like 16 or 17 that had Japanese anime of child porn. And I know that's like okay in Japan or whatever.
Right.
But would they really know that that's child porn here, like at that age?
I don't know.
Because they were fine. I mean, they were sentenced for that. So I wonder if that's actually child porn or like if they're some of the charges were dropped on some of them. But right. I mean,
well, I know some of them had both.
Right.
They had the anime and mm-hmm. the real.
That's gross. Porn. Where do you get that?
I have no earthly idea. And I don't want to know.
Yeah. And that one guy had like 90 computers in his house full of it.
Ugh.
I mean, can't you get like.
If I want to look
an
at
an external hard drive instead of all those computers.
If I want to look at porn, I'm more.
It's gonna be a man.
Yeah, not
a big, burly, hairy man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, my favorite.
Big hairy man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You ready for calls?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. That's originally how we were supposed to start, but I got off on child porn.
That's okay.
You are so beautiful to me.
He's talking
can't
to me.
You see? Hi, Paul Monkeys. Hi, Ricky. Hi, Julian. Hi, Nicole. Bye-bye.
Comments?
I know.
Hmm?
I said, I know.
I know what?
That I'm beautiful.
Oh, shut up. I know I'm beautiful, funny. Oh, my God. You're almost worse than Nicole. You guys are like rubbing off on each other or something.
That's offensive. I have never rubbed off on Nicole. Or rubbed up against her or any kind of rubbing. I'll do it. No, I haven't even touched her titty.
I have.
I know you have.
It was on video. All right, next call.
Hey, Foul Monkeys. This is Damon from Pit Stop Humor. I just wanted to call because I actually have a question. Well, it's more of a game, I suppose, but first I have a comment. You may have received a call, someone singing You Are So Beautiful. Yeah, that was totally Michael McDonald. See, me and him, we were kind of hanging out, and he started tipping him back, and he wanted to give a call. He was like, call Foul Monkeys. And I'm like, no, Michael, they...
Okay, who's Michael McDonald? Is he a singer?
Yeah, he was the lead singer of the Doobie Brothers, and then he went out on his own. And if you ever watch him sing, he's like slobbers all over his mic.
Really?
Yeah.
Gross.
Watch it on YouTube sometime.
Does he sing that song?
He may have redid it, but he didn't.
Oh, okay.
The original was Joe Cocker.
Hmm. Didn't even know her.
Okay. All right, classy show. They don't indulge this kind of humor. So that was totally him. I didn't want to be blamed for anything. So the game is Sophie's Choice. If the three of you magically got transported back to Nazi Germany and Hitler had a gun to every one of your faces and he said, every one of you have to pick one person out of the remaining two to save, and the other one would get shot on the spot. Now, can each of you tell me what person out of the remaining two that you would pick, and why, and then why didn't you pick the other person? Just something to think about.
Okay, first
talk
of
to
all,
you later.
This is a horrible game, but I'm going to tell you right now, Ricky and Nicole are going to pick each other. So
that bitch is sick all the time. She'd be gone, and you got a dick, so you'd be saved.
Wow. Well, you know I'd pick you because I've known you longer.
Right. So. And if she was here, the answer might be a little different. But since she's sick all the time, she's just going to die anyway.
Yeah, well, if she was here, y'all would pick each other, and I'd get shot in the head by Hitler.
Well, maybe he'd fuck you first. You'd go out happy.
Ew.
He was kind of cute.
No,
Jewish
he was not kind of cute.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
You know, it's the... No.
What, the little mustache? You just didn't care for that, did you? Or that he was 3 feet tall and kind of looked like alfalfa?
You know, I don't know if this makes sense. I like guys with facial hair, but I do not like guys with just a mustache. It looks like...
That porn.
It looks 70s porn to me.
Yeah, for real. And I'm sorry, all the Jewish people, if I just offended you. I just thought about that.
Well, my dad's Jewish, so...
Oh, well, sorry, Julian's dad. And all you other Jewish people out there. I love you. Promise.
Mazel tov.
Mazel tov.
Happy Hanukkah.
We're at 26. Oh, God, we got like 1, 2, 3 calls left.
We can do it.
Gavin says, I'm not sure if you knew it, but one of the bartenders at PEX is also a podcaster. He's from the 619 Bearcast. That might be why he was making your drink so strong. Well, thank you, Gavin, for writing in, but I don't think they knew that we were podcasters, but the drinks were really strong when I was at PEX. Because some asshole decided to wipe their tongue off when I kissed him. Fucker.
Bitter, party one, ding!
Asshole.
Would you like a go box for that?
So I responded back. I said, thanks for emailing us. I'm not sure he knew we were podcasters, but if he did, then damn, thank you. I had a great time in San Diego and can't wait to return. Is that where you live? He said, no, I'm not in California. I would be living in the armpit of America, according to you, which is New Jersey. By the way, that is only true of North Jersey. Of course, there is a Camden, but we are planning to sell that back to the Indians, so it does not count. Just kidding. I was actually born in Pennsylvania, so I'm an import. Love your show and would love to chime in sometime, Gavin. Why does the name Gavin kind of give me a hard-on?
I don't know.
I love that name.
Makes me think of Gavin Rossdale.
Maybe that's why.
Could be.
I just love that name because it's kind of like Gaggin.
You mean what you do in your room on every other nightly basis?
Hate you.
Mean it.
Next call.
Hey, Ricky. Hey, Nicole. This is Diane calling from Tasty Jewelry. And I just had a great question for y'all. I just saw Ricky's tweet. And here's a question for you. If you had the opportunity to hang out with a celebrity for a day, who would become your new BFF, who would it be, and what would you guys do? So I'm sure you both have different people, and I would love to know who that would be. Okay. Love you both. Love the show, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
When she says love you both, she means you and I.
No,
I promise.
She said Ricky and Nicole. And since...
Well, you're still kind of new.
I know. I'm kind of new.
You're still kind of new. Sometimes they forget.
Yeah.
But I can tell you right now.
How much was I hoping her phone would crap out after she said that? Or didn't say that? I'm like, crap out, crap out.
So, okay. You might have heard this earlier in the show and in the last show, but my new BFF would be Mariah Carey. And we would be sitting on the couch together. I'd probably fuck her first because I need to get her pregnant so I can get her money.
Ew.
But after that, we would totally sit on the couch together and have Mariah Carey hair together. And we would eat bonbons and sing her songs.
Ew.
Who would yours be? Oh, I know.
What?
No. It wouldn't be Cher. Stevie Nicks.
Oh, well, duh.
Because I don't know if we talked about how you have the love for Stevie Nicks.
Of course.
So, but you were going to say Cher, weren't you?
I thought about it, but...
Because I saw the lip. I saw... I thought I was going to hear a "Hey, babes."
Me and Stevie have the connection. We could sit and talk about fairies and crystal balls and magic and yes,
and coke.
She doesn't do coke anymore. Well, yeah, she did coke. I mean, what famous?
How can you tell?
What famous person didn't back in the early '80s, late '70s?
True.
If you had money, you did coke.
Duh. Or heroin, right?
I guess.
That's if you had money and you're fucking crazy. I think you did heroin, right?
Yeah, everybody else did coke.
Okay. Oh, shit. We're at 30 minutes. We got two more phone calls.
Better hurry.
We're doing okay. Okay, next phone call.
Hello, fellow monkeys. This is Lou. I am not...
Hey, Poppy.
Trying to be a shit stirrer or nothing, but I'm getting the feeling that Julian and Nicole do not like each other. I think they hate each other's tension. That's probably why she's not recording today. All right. Well, I just want to hear more about this from what you guys think. And, talk to you later. Thank you.
So would you like to elaborate on that? I mean, is there tension? Is there jealousy? Is there, like, cat's claws coming out?
No. I love Nicole. And I...
Wow, this looks like you're trying really hard.
No, I do really. I really like Nicole. I have a good time hanging around her. But, however, every once in a while she does irk me, and I usually say what I feel, like her ass not bothering to show up for a week and a half. But I do genuinely. Thank you. Like her.
That's so good.
Yes.
So we have an email from Samantha Brown.
Okay.
Samantha. Should I read it the way Samantha would say it?
If you must.
I don't know if I could do that. It was good enough that I could see the Star Wars or the Star Trek thing the way that I did. I don't know if I can keep up with this. So.
That was classic.
Hi, Ricky, Nicole, and Julian. Just wanted to let you know that I absolutely love your show. I started listening a couple months ago and have gone back to some of the older episodes. I almost peed my pants when I heard the diarrhea episode, which is funny because Julian heard it too, and he laughed his ass off. You guys are hilarious, and your laughs are so infectious. I love it. Ricky, your letter on the last episode actually brought a little tear to my eye.
Aww.
People love me.
I know.
You have no idea who I am, but listening to your show has let me know you a little, and all of you seem like awesome people. Take care, Samantha. Willow Creek, California, population 1,500. Poor white trash, first generation uprights, family trees don't fork, gene pools need a little chlorine, no one has a full set of teeth except for me, etc., etc. I love that the gene pool needs chlorine.
Right. Love you, Samantha. Thank you.
She's funny. You have to call in and leave us a message or ask us questions or...
talk about... where you're from. And
yeah, and leave us a review on iTunes if you haven't, because that'd be awesome. Sorry, had to put that in.
Plug.
All right, we have one call left. You ready?
Go.
Okay, people. Foul Monkey's recording in less than 2 hours. Call 206-984-3685 for a good time to ask questions or comment on how awesome we are. 55 minutes ago, will I be able to wake up tomorrow morning and download 3.0? Question mark.
He's reading all my tweets.
I know.
Let's see what else we got. 5 hours ago, Nicole is sick and will not be recording. Call her up and make her feel bad for skipping the recording. She is such a bad, nasty girl. 5 hours ago, Foul Monkeys is recording. My call is 206-984-3685. We would love to answer some questions, even if they are dirty. Jeremy says, I have one. Is Julian a chubby chaser? If so, is he single? If not, is he happily coupled? Question mark. Julian replies, those are three questions, LOL. Somewhat attached and happy. Let's see what else we got. That's it. Boy, happy. Well, I mean, bye, foul monkeys. This is Angry Goatee.
Which is now Happy Goatee, but he was totally reading my Facebook.
Yeah. You're a dirty pig boy.
What's this? Why aren't you licking the floor?
Right.
Thank you, Mike, for calling in. I appreciate you reading my tweets. But I'm pretty sure everybody that listens to this is probably on Twitter. Most of them, I would think.
Except me. And I see it on your Facebook.
True. Oh, let me tell you what I did. I was talking to my sister yesterday.
Oh.
Or actually, on Sunday night, I was talking to my sister, and I tweeted, talking to my sister on the phone. She thinks I'm interested. And I tweeted it, and it went to my Facebook, and I totally forgot she was on my Facebook.
He's like, I'm like, what? And he's like, my sister's on my Facebook.
And she totally read the message.
You're a horrible brother.
She's like, you're mean. I was like, I was just teasing. Which I was generally talking to her. I was just bored and twittering. I really was interested in what she was saying. Because I love my sister.
Of course you do.
Oh, and I also just want to mention that I have started hanging out with a friend that I haven't talked with in about 3 or 4 years. We've recently been talking. I'm not going to talk about the reason why we weren't talking. But now we're talking again, and it feels good. I just want to say hi, Gigi.
Talking and other things. Oh, you're talking
about... Oh, gross. I don't do that with girls.
I thought you were talking about...
Miguel?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's totally different. We have sex.
Yeah.
And we're talking, so...
When you're like, and it feels good.
But I want to say, give a shout-out to Gigi, because she listens now, which is kind of scary. Well, but if she wants to find out anything about me in the past 3 or 4 years, all she has to do is listen.
Well, hi, Gigi. And when you call in, make sure you mention my name.
Well, she'll probably come over before she calls in.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, when you come in my house, mention my name.
Oh, Julian.
Yeah. Your house is so clean, and Ricky's room is a pigsty.
Oh, fuck you. It is not. I cleaned it. I'm not a gross person. So, anyway, I want to advertise pride48.com. Yes. We will be actually recording live from there on June 28th from 1 to 3 p.m. There's an interactive chat room, and there's also a telephone number you'll be able to call and contact us. It would be great. There's a bunch of other podcasters recording live. They'll be recording starting at 7 p.m. on Friday, June 26th, all the way until Sunday, June 28th, till 9 p.m.
Sweet.
So make sure you listen. Maybe you get some new podcasters out there you can listen to. They're all great people.
Make sure you listen to us and call in.
Of course. 1 to 3, baby. Hey.
Yeah, there's no excuse for somebody not to be up at that time.
Right. If we don't have anybody in our chat room, I'm going to be fucking pissed.
I'll be pissed. I'm angry. I'm so angry.
I'm going to send the gay rain army after you.
Flames.
And we're going to have flames.
On the side of my face.
On the side of my face. Breathing. Heaving, yearning.
You know, everybody that listens is now going to go and look that up on YouTube.
I hope so. So anyway, email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL or 3685. Send us stuff to our PO Box, PO Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. Do you like how I put my fingers up every time I say those?
Yes.
Because they're the three most important things.
The three most important
things. Leave us an iTunes review because we really want them and need them and have to have them. MySpace us, Facebook us. You can follow me on Twitter at Foul Monkeys. You can follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/RickyBurton. And if you want to follow Julian, do you want to give that information out?
Facebook.com/JCMarple.
You have, like, the coolest last name.
M-A-R-P-L-E?
It's kind of like Marble, but not.
It's like Mrs. Marple.
It's kind of like Maple Syrup.
Agatha Christie novels.
Oh, never read those because I'm not a girl, but anyway.
Yeah, that's not like... those are, like, adult murder mysteries, not like the Cabbage Patch Kids or...
What are you trying to say?
What the hell... What are those, like, girl...
The Babysitter's Club?
No. Oh, fuck.
Oh, you're talking about the girl investigator?
Yes.
What is her name?
Oh, goddamn. I'll think of it about...
And it's something like...
I'll think of it as something... Yeah. I can't even speak anymore. It's time to end
this. Oh, it is. It is too late for us. Okay, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And you've downloaded episode 219. Have a great week.
Peace.